I feel I have the most interesting office in the clergy suites. My office has a spirit of its own. The lights dim and change on their own. The temperature can go from hot to cold in an instant, and my internet connection is often sporadic. This often leads me to take a stroll towards the dean's office in order to receive a stronger signal. My weak signal often makes me feel that we have returned to the past when cell phone connectivity was limited and conversation a bit challenging. Perhaps you recall the Verizon commercial that caught on like wildfire. Verizon advertised its signal strength with the catchy phrase, "Can you hear me now?" The point of the commercial was to demonstrate their company provided the best coverage, which was crystal clear from any location. And today, as we read our passage from Samuel, I wonder if we are listening and if we take the time to pause to make sure that our connection is clear, where we hear God and where God is heard by us. In our passage from Samuel, the connection is really not the problem. The connection is clear. The problem is that Samuel is not sure who is calling him. When we think back to all that was happening during this time, we know that receiving a word from God was rare and visions not yet widespread. It was a quiet, somber time for God's people that followed a difficult cycle. And throughout the book of Judges, we hear the refrain, "In those days there was no king in Israel. All the people did what was right in their own eyes." God would send the Israelites a judge to correct their ways, and the people would comply for a while, only to eventually fall back into doing whatever they wanted. And then the God of second chances would send yet another judge. And our lesson for today shows us that our spirituality and our relationship with God takes work, and it has to be cultivated from the Spirit. In Samuel, we hear about a boy called to fill the vacuum left by a priest who abandoned their calling. There was spiritual impoverishment through the land, and God's people ignored the ways of living in a covenant relationship. The pictures seemed fairly bleak, and understandably, the people were cynical and may have even wondered if God had actually fallen asleep on them. The narrative grinds to a halt just before our text today with the slow stillness of silence. The people of God have fallen far from an engaged relationship with the divine, and it is restoration which is needed to re-engage with God. In 1819, Washington Irving published what has become an iconic short story about Rip Van Winkle. It is set in the years before and after the Revolutionary War in a small village at the foot of New York's Catskill Mountains. The title character is Love, but somewhat lazy. He avoids the hard work so much that one day he wanders into the mountains and encounters an odd group of old men. He drinks what they have to offer and then falls asleep for 20 years. I guess that's one way to avoid working, but a troublesome metaphor for living. Lawrence Wood notes, "We are sleeping. We do not fully sense the divinity around us. Exhaustion has so dulled our hearts, minds, and souls that we can work all day in the temple, yet never hear God. There are so many distractions of the world which drain our spiritual resources, making it easy to become fatigued and spiritually deaf in hearing the voice of God. When the pressures of the world become heavy, so do our theological eyelids, which makes it difficult for us to see and experience God in our midst. But thanks directly to God in our story today, there is an early bird in the midst. Samuel, the long-awaited and prayed-for child from Hannah, has been dedicated to a life in the temple. It seems that Samuel is not so deep into his sleep that he is unable to be stirred up by Holy Ghost power. Samuel hears a voice calling his name, except it isn't the voice of Eli as he expected. So he is sent back to sleep. A lot is missed when we are asleep. And if we stay asleep long enough, we are at risk of losing sight of the transformation God is creating in the world and calling us each to shepherd. Over 50 years ago, Dr. King offered a powerful reflection delivered at our National Cathedral. King stated, "One of the great liabilities of life is that all too many people find themselves living amid a great period of social change. And yet they fail to develop the new attitudes, the new mental responses that the situation demands. They end up sleeping through a revolution." God is calling us out of our beds of rest in order to equip us for the work ahead. In our text from Samuel, God is embarking upon a radical way of interacting with his people. God is preparing to send a king to lead and guide the Israelites. And God is showing Eli and Samuel that his voice will not be silenced or ignored. God returns to the bedside of Samuel and calls him by name to make certain he is awake. And on the third nudge, Eli realizes that it is the voice of God, and suddenly everything changes. Eli offers Samuel a response that will shape the course of his future, and he instructs Samuel to simply reply, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." My sisters and brothers in Christ, just as for Samuel, the time for us to sleep has ended. God is calling us each by name, and to be called by God is an act of spiritual intimacy and urgency. To be called by God means that God knows us personally and is ready to exercise his influence upon us. To be called by God indicates a need for an immediate response to vocation or course of action. Each of us has experienced or will experience a call on our lives, because we too are called to participate in the continuous revolution God is proclaiming throughout the world. But in order to participate, we have to wake up to the voice of God and listen with a servant's heart. And listening with a servant's heart means God invites us to turn away and turn off all the things which distract us. This means we may have to close the tablets, turn off our cell phones, stop tweeting and texting for a bit, so that we may become more attentive to the voice of God. May we wake up, pay attention, and listen for God's word to come to us, even when and where we least expect it. We each were created and called to be a part of God's activity in the world, and this is not a journey in which we travel alone. We have been knit together as a part of the family of God. God is behind us, ahead of us, and within us. God awaits us in sacred places. God calls each of us to wake up, to sharpen our hearing and to strengthen our spiritual practices in order to experience God's presence and direction. The call of Samuel affords us a rich understanding of the many ways God will use to communicate. And the more we train our ears to hear and our hearts to respond, we will feel more compelled to answer. Today, at this very moment, God is calling his disciples through the whisper of a still small voice. or through a gentle nudge in the night. And it all started with the courage of a young boy and the wisdom of an old priest to wake up and to pay attention. What will it require for us to respond to his call and, like Samuel, boldly respond, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Amen.